recognized for the delay. We will start with a moment of silence and follow up with the Pledge of Allegiance.
To your flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll start with the roll call. We have Mike Hill.
Here.
Sonia Hurt.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
And Richard May.
Here.
Eric Davidson, Karina Higgins, and Mary Lou Stewart requested to be excused.
Have a motion. That's not what I said. Can I have a second?
A second.
You take that vote? Sorry.
So it sounds like it is a 4-0. Oh, no, sorry. There's a first and a motion.
I motion.
Yeah.
You second.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda will be the officer oath of office. Can I have Officer Campbell and Richard, please join me in the front.
Do you have a third officer?
Yeah, no photos.
Just taking photos. All right, Officer Campbell, so do you.
Sir.
All right. Keep raising your hand.
Aye. Travis Campbell.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And laws of the State of Washington.
And laws of the State of Washington.
And all City of Blaine ordinances.
And all City of Blaine ordinances.
And that I.
And that I.
Will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Perform and discharge.
Perform and discharge.
The duties of a police officer.
The duties of a police officer.
According to the law.
According to the law.
And the best of my ability.
And the best of my ability.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And laws of the State of Washington.
And laws of the State of Washington.
And all City of Blaine ordinances.
And all City of Blaine ordinances.
And that I.
And that I.
Will faithfully and impartially.
Will faithfully and impartially.
Perform and discharge.
Perform and discharge.
The duties of a police officer.
Duties of police officer.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. All right, next on our agenda will be a public hearing. Person speaking on the public hearing topic will be allowed 5 minutes. Additional non-repetitive testimony will be allowed after all testimonies have been heard. Written testimony sent to City Council by 3:30 p.m. will also be included in the record. Written testimony can be sent to City Council at cityofblaine.com.
A point of procedure, this public hearing is for one specific item only, and the only spoken testimony we should receive must pertain to that item. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So the public hearing today is a petition to vacate east half of Valley abutting the westerly lines of lot 9 through 15 and west half of Valley abutting the easterly lines of lots 16 through 23. Lot 16, plat of Monza's first addition to Blaine, Washington. Mr. Gandy.
Thank you. David Roberts has requested this petition to vacate alleyway. We've already vacated half of the actually roads section in our last meetings. This is when we did the further review on their plan. So we this came out that, you know what, this alley wasn't actually included in that one. So it's a new request to facilitate the whole development.
Thank you. Sam, has anybody signed up?
No, they just call them up one by one.
Okay. If anybody would like to speak, please do so at this time.
With the unanimous lack of opposition to this item, I suggest we close the public hearing.
All right. I agree. Public hearing is now closed. On to the consent agenda. So items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. Items include approval bills for $788,989.61, approval of July 8th, 2024, special city council minutes, and approval of lease agreement renewal with Lane Properties for police operations. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Aye.
And a second?
I'm third.
All four?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, consent agenda is approved. Onward to council action items. First on the docket is approval bid the construction of downtown revitalization project after 100% design plans. Mr. Gatti.
Thank you. So this is a bid actually requesting for going out to bid in two different sections. So one is the regular and the second one includes the electrical. If you look at your proposals, the electrical is a little bit expensive, so we wanted to go out bid in two different parts. Like the regular revitalization and as well as the electrical. So in case if we get have very high price on the electrical, we can eliminate it. Or if you guys wanted to go for the whole project, then we can go.
Deputy Mayor,
yes.
I would add that right now the plan sets at about 90%. Our goal is to bid this project before your next regularly scheduled council meeting. So what we're essentially saying to you tonight is, council, this project is just about fully designed. Some final details need to be made to the plan set, but by and large, what you see on the plan set is what we plan to bid. Please give us the authority to go out and bid that so we can that project can keep moving forward and we don't wait until our second meeting in August. And as Mr. Gandhi indicated, we're going to bid the utility streetlights as an alternate, meaning that if bids are favorable, we have the funding and it is likely that we construct it. We're saying that to the bid committee. We're doing so in good faith. But if they come in higher than what we anticipate and we do not elect to bid those, we don't have to build that part of the project. We really looked at all of the other projects. We sat down with Cascade Engineering Group. And when you start to pull out a piece, let's take the electrical conduit, for example, that really starts to mess with the project. And so there are certain elements, you know, we could reduce number of benches or we could reduce number of appurtenances, that type of thing. But by and large, it really starts messing with the project when you pull pieces out here and there. So our recommendation is to build the Martin Street Park Plaza, the Clark Park Plaza, and the rest of the appurtenances and ADA improvements. And then we'll separate that electric as an alternate and review the bids as they come in.
Any questions for staff? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a particular department head or someone who was the main lead on putting this package together? Would that be Mr. Gandhi?
The bids were done by Cascade Engineering because they are the consultant.
But they're a vendor that you are hiring and it answers to you, right? Who's the person with the city of Blaine who was kind of in charge of getting this package together? That was you and you hired Cascade?
Yes.
Okay. So my question then for the city manager, is there anything in your oversight of that where you're looking at this package, and is there any detail in this that's gnawing away at you where you're thinking, oh, boy, we've got some other things we need to spend money on in the city that this money would be better spent on? Is there anything that falls into that category for you?
Deputy Mayor.
Please.
Very difficult question. There are always projects that we could spend money on. There are a number of street improvements we need to make throughout the city, and when you look at the project, there's certainly a portion of it that we just wouldn't have to do. Clark Street, Martin Street, they don't have to be parks, right? We don't have to build those. When you look at the project, giving you round numbers off the top of my head, that's around $250,000. So if we were to forego those two projects, we could put some of that money elsewhere in the city. Although there are portions of this project, like that particular Clark and Mark Street, that are built with different colors of money. We will use park facility fees, for example, to construct the parks. Some of the ADA portion of the project are state grants. And so when you look at it and start slicing it up, if the bids come in favorable, I think this will really enhance our downtown, and it will help drive economic development in our downtown. What do those bids look like? I don't know until they come in. But there's always places where we could spend money and forego. You know, we don't have to have park benches or Perkinses in our downtown area. That's a luxury item. But I do think this project will look nice, and it will help develop and spur economic development in our downtown.
That's great. And I understand there's dedicated funds that can only be spent on certain types of things that are involved with this. I was just trying to give an opportunity, just in case this whole time there's been some nagging detail on this that you wish weren't in this package, that now would have been a great opportunity for you to say it at the last minute here.
Deputy Mayor. So while Public Works has certainly been driving it, I've been no stranger to the project, and I've been involved with a lot of the meetings. In fact, last week we had an opportunity to sit down, and we literally went through the engineer's estimate line by line, figuring out how we could value engineer this, because the last thing we want on this side of it is to go put something out to bid that we can't afford to build. That's the last thing we want. And it really, it's almost as if we're trying to bake a cake and we say, well, let's take the flour out. Well, you don't really have a cake afterwards, so to speak. So, no, I'm comfortable with where we're at, and I'm comfortable with how we're moving forward with the bid.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
I'm not clear on whatever became of the Peace Portal modifications. We have been told that they were going to replace the cobblestone crosswalks and put in stamped concrete. Did you get approval from the state, or was that eliminated from the plan?
Deputy Mayor. So in your packet, they're still very much in the plan set. Those are in the packet.
Okay. Talked to several constituents, and they think that's a total waste of money. So in the future, if we do need to look at this and be more scrutinizing, I would say let's consider that, because I don't see that as a big hazard, not like our sidewalks, and it's, I don't know how much the cost is for that piece of portion. I know a lot of the constituents don't think it's necessary.
Sorry.
The stamp, replacing the cobblestones for the stamped concrete.
Yeah.
I've been talking to people, and a lot of constituents say, why? That's a waste of money.
I don't think it'll be as expensive as you think. It's concrete, and then they stamp it. It isn't like I think we need to look at those bits.
It's meant to look like hand placed little stones, but they kind of just cheat by getting a bunch of cement and then just putting it in a thing that looks like someone sat there for hours and hours.
Honestly, it's kind of like potato bread.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They get it smooth out there, and they take the potato bread to be bricks or these brown circles.
Well, Mr. Bundy, is there a major problem with our cobblestone crosswalks?
It's just go give it a look.
Deputy Mayor, I'm talking about one of the reasons they're being replaced is you'll see some of that cobblestone is broken up, and then we've taken cold patch and filled in those areas of the cobblestone, and so it is. And your constituents are right, it's cheaper to pour concrete in its place. It's also cheaper to put different types of benches in the park and not do Martin and not do Clark, right? It's what do we want the look and feel of our downtown to be, and you know, we've been very transparent with council and the public through the whole project, and the feedback we got is let's make our downtown look nice, and so that's what we're bringing in.
With the bidding presumably happening in August, when do we expect construction to begin? Or once the bids come back, get approved, when would we be looking at construction, possible road closures, all that?
Great question. So our plan is to get the package out to bid in August. We'll likely be on the market for 30 days or so, bring and anticipate we get favorable bids, bring something back to council September, October to consider, award November, December, construction to start with tree removal. The thought was get through the holiday season with the trees, let the lights go up, and then as soon as the lights come down, January, we start taking down the trees downtown.
Okay, and yeah, that was my main concern is, I know during the holidays it does look really cool down there with the trees, they're all decorated, so I just wanted to kind of make sure we got through the holidays before we had a...
And did we get an extension on the grant funds?
Deputy Mayor, we have until the end of 25 to expense those funds. And right now, we plan to meet that deadline.
Did I misunderstand you there? We're not really all the trees, just certain selected trees, is that correct?
Deputy Mayor, almost all of the tall trees will come out of the downtown area. And then they'll be replaced with a species that's more appropriate.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the end goal is to have trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not only the end goal, we're in fact required to not only replace the trees, but replace the number of inches of tree that's downtown. So we are working with DOT to replant other trees to make up, you know, lack of a better term, the same amount of tree that we're taking out.
But the trees that have roots that behave better and an adult size that's more compatible with what like they should have originally been done.
That's correct.
Is there a vote that needs to be made?
Yeah, if there's no further questions, can I get a motion?
Motion.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passes 4-0. Next on the agenda is council authorization to award bid for Bobleth Street traffic channelization and corridor improvements. Mr. Gunn.
Thank you. This is a project that's for the Bobleth channelization improvement projects up on State Road 548 and towards the West Market. We closed the bid on July 15th and received three bids. Out of three bids, the lowest were Stemler. We did the bid tabulation, and was verified. So we request council to approve the contract to be executed by the city manager for an amount of $3,040,533.91. This includes the federal as well as the state funding. So we request to approve this.
I have a technical question for staff. Sam, this might be you. Does the vote on this require four affirmative votes, or does it merely require a majority of those present, which in this case three votes would prevail?
Deputy Mayor?
Please.
Yes. It'd be the majority of the present here. Okay. If it was an ordinance, it'd be a 4-0, but for now it'd be...
That's what I'm confirming which of those mm-hmm. votes it is. So mm-hmm. three votes will get this passed. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any questions? So,
clarification, please. What is it we're voting on?
Authorization to award bid for the Bobleth Street traffic channelization and improvements of programming.
I saw them.
So I actually have a few questions before we jump on it. That is okay. Just had a question about the math error mentioned on the Colacurcio bid. It's highlighted in our packet. I was just curious what that error was. Page 4 of 5.
So solid solution?
It will be under item 52, solid insulation, and it impacts the both subtotal and the grant total.
So,
I just didn't know, was that an error on our end or was that an error on their?
It was. Must be the error on the contractor's side, probably they have miscalculated and we corrected the actual amount.
A couple of other things really quick that stood out to me. Work item number 8 under other traffic control labor. Looks like Faber submitted at $652 per hour for that line item where everybody averaged about $82. Just curious if that was on purpose, because at the average, that brings their bid down by about $142,000.
So this is going to be considered like a bidding strategy. Some, like, you know, when you have like a common tender bidding out, somebody will be higher on some parts and some on this, so that, you know, they can manipulate the bid.
Okay, so part of their...
Part of the bidding process, actually.
Okay. Last couple questions. With U Avenue still closed, what is the timing on construction? How is that going to look? Are we going to potentially have both Bartlett and U down at the same time?
During our pre-construction meeting, we will have this sorted out, that we will try to have one lane open during the construction phase, right? So there will be very little when we will be closing both the lanes, but I don't see we both closing both the lanes at the same time.
Okay.
How long is the project projected to go?
75 days.
And then lastly, just one thing that kind of stood out, I was interested, the disadvantaged business enterprise goal of 12%, is that a state, or sorry, is that a city goal that we had, or was that something?
The DBE?
Yes.
That's actually a federal funding, actually. We have to have to a minimum of 16% an hour.
Okay, and is there anything in there that has to say their local businesses of Blaine or Whatcom County?
No, no, it's federal funding, so it's nationwide.
So we'll take that. Okay, thank you.
I wonder if that federal funding ever could clean up, like the truck route, you know, where all those new buildings are. I'd be out there, that was my business. You got all those new buildings, you go down the truck route, and it's just brush and all the trees and crap sitting there. It's like you're blocking all these businesses that we just built. You know, I don't care if we do it, someone needs to do it, because that's such a valuable, I mean, you're looking through trees and brush and crap, and all it needs is a big arm tractor to reach out there and cut a few trees down. I've mowed all that crap, there's ditches and stuff in there, but man, I mean, you think if that's your business sitting there, that's the way I look at it. If that was mine, I want these people are driving by, I want everybody to see them.
Use
your
microphone.
I just think it would be really good for the city to, you know, the public doesn't know that's the government, Blaine or the state. They just want to see something clean, and that's the way I look at this town. If it's somebody else's name doing it, let's take care of it, because it won't happen. But that part right down the truck route there, I don't know, maybe you could throw that in there with them. I think the final thing I ever heard on mowing that truck route when I've been mowing it was they pretty much, it's theirs, but they pretty much told you guys you can maintain it. That's kind of what I've heard. And there's only so much I can do with my equipment, but there's equipment. You guys have lots of new equipment. I'm telling you, it'd make that whole corridor look just like a new town.
Is the item before us, for council right now, the approving of funding for the bid for the channelization?
It's actually authorizing city manager to get in contract with Stemmer and Gravel.
Authorizing the city manager to go ahead and
execute a contract.
Okay. Is that an item we're going to vote on? Yeah, is there any further questions? If not, would somebody like to make a motion to award bid for Bartlett Street traffic channelization and corridor improvements?
I so bid.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Abstain.
All right. 3-0-1. Thank you. On to the next item, Resolution 1953-24, acceptance of AED donation. Chief Hunter.
Yeah, thank you, Deputy Mayor. I was not too long ago contacted by a private citizen that is very passionate about life-saving efforts and has offered a donation to the City of Blaine to purchase AEDs for every single patrol car. Our patrol cars currently have AEDs. They're outdated. Some of them need service. Some of them are inoperable. And this would replace all of our AEDs with brand new ones, or cardiac arrest. And then the AEDs that we do have that are still operable could be used elsewhere in the city with other city vehicles. So what I'm asking for in this resolution is just authorizing the city to accept this financial donation so that we can purchase the AEDs for our patrol cars.
Thank you, sir. Any questions?
Thank you. No, I move that we accept money that people are trying to give the city.
Can we get a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
4-0.
Number four, utility reimbursement grant, Washington Families Clean Energy Credits, funded by Washington Climate Commitment Act.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. It's Spital.
Spital, sorry.
Sorry, thank you. So the Washington State Department of Commerce has grant funds available to provide energy assistance to low to moderate income customers. They've contracted with another company that helps us identify who is eligible and confirm that they're eligible. And so the city will receive a lump sum payment for the eligible customers. And then we just give them a credit on their account, so we're not issuing any checks. It's receiving funds and then issuing the credit. We'd like to have that approved so we can receive the grant funding and distribute those funds. Thank you.
Are there any questions?
No, I move whatever we have to do to facilitate accepting funds that people would like to give the city.
I just had a few questions really quick. Have we been told about the approach of how families will apply for this program?
Well, I do not know the answer to that question.
So for example, how with Promise helping us, have they indicated how they're going to determine which families are eligible, who's not, how are they going to prevent fraud, anything like that?
Those are great questions. I don't have the answer to those questions with me, but I'm happy to follow up with you tomorrow and address those questions.
And I just have one more. If the funds are underutilized, as a city, are we paying those back, or are we putting those in a reserve fund for later? Do we know any of those details yet?
So I know that the electric customers have already been identified, and so there won't be any additional funds. Those customers have been approved and identified. I just don't know what that vetting process was. So it will be a wash.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor,
finance. Yes.
Go on, sorry. Would like to know how much the grant was.
$150,000.
If I may jump in at a point of clarification, I think there's some confusion. There is no application process. The utility customers have been predetermined. And so we get a list, and we just automatically provide a utility credit to that customer. So they don't have to apply. They're just going to get a bill and see that they have a $200 credit. So there should be no extra funds. There should be no application. It's just will happen through our finance office.
Okay. Even better than more staff time as well.
And then the funds will be received into the electric utility to make up for the rebate that we provided as a bill credit.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, we got a motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Right. Passes 4-0. On to commission committee and board reports. Need to report on? No? If not, we're going to move on to department reports. City manager.
Thank you. A couple items. If you recall, a few months ago, the council provided me authorization to negotiate a letter of intent to sell our property to the Klein Group. Just want to let you know negotiations are still happening. They're in a due diligence period right now with their buyers. The project is moving forward. It just that's where it's at right now. It's in a due diligence period. Second, we're working through budgets. The surplus and deficit are not yet known, but departments have all submitted their budgets to the finance office, and we'll be stepping through that process in the next 30 to 60 days with the goal of coming to you probably in September with budget presentations on what that looks like for 25. Then lastly, just to make you aware, we are our Fraternal Order of Police and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, both of those contracts collective bargain agreements are up this year, and so we'll start negotiating new contracts with our police department and with our electric department probably in the next 30 to 60 days.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have the revenue and expenditure report submitted as of June 30th, so we're halfway through the year. And in the general fund, we're tracking to budget, so approximately 50% earned through the year, just a little bit more, 53%, and approximately 50% spent through the year against the budget, 45% exactly. So overall, I would say that we're tracking to budget as we move through the year. This is my first meeting, and so I don't have a lot of additional to add here, but I'm looking forward to presenting the quarterly finances here in October.
I just had a quick question on the utility billing. It's currently showing 68% year to date. Do we know why that is, and will our new system, Tyler, end up alleviating a lot of those costs? This is for whoever.
Quick clarification, are you referring to the expenditures are 68% year to date on utility billing or the revenue?
Expenditures.
Okay, so in the utility billing world, it is very common for us to go buy 30,000 envelopes all at one time because we get a bulk discount, and then we'll use those envelopes, you know, 3,000 a month or whatever. So you will see some of those cyclical expenses in the utility billing world, and I suspect, without looking at an itemized report, that that's part of that. The second part of that is that we have put some of our communication flyers in the utility bills, and then that gets incrementally more expensive the more paper we add to those mailings. And so you see some of that come through. But that's essentially what that is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, on to police department. Chief Palmer.
It's working now. Yeah, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Kind of what's going on with the police department right now is a lot of personnel issues. You met the two officers that were sworn in today. They are currently in training, graduating the academy and out on the road. We have one opening currently. We have one person in the background. We're going to be doing more board boards and interviews to try to get more candidates for that. I have a retirement that has been set for October 30th, which is leading to two promotions. So I just announced today two promotions for lieutenant and for sergeant. So we've got a lot of moving pieces within the police department, but it's all moving in the right direction.
Thank you.
Is that one new officer a plainclothes officer, or he's just not been issued a uniform yet?
Today's his day off.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came in on his day off this morning.
Okay. And Public Works.
Thank you. On the project updates, we did close the RFP for Metro Grade Separation Project. We received two proponents, DEA and WSP. Both are very qualified candidates. We are still reviewing the RFP, and we'll get a decision pretty soon. Secondly, I just wanted to update the council on the July 4th power outage at the Semiahmoo. So basically what happened is we had overloading out there when everybody turned their air conditioner and lights and everything. So it just blew off the elbow from circuit 11. So that was the reason actually, but the staff worked hard and power was restored. So we do have a project that's coming up next year for circuit 11 upgrades, which will actually help us. And same circuit 17 is getting upgraded. So some of the load will be shredded to circuit 17 and will help us.
So is that going to increase the capacity so they can accommodate that level of usage if that becomes routine?
Yeah, okay.
All right, moving on to calendars. July 23rd, civil service meeting has been canceled. August 8th, Public Works and Park Advisory Board
in this room at 9:30. Looking forward to that. August 12th, 6 p.m. City Council meeting has actually been canceled per resolution 1932-23. Our next City Council meeting will be August 26th, 6 p.m.
This August 12th one, we're going to need to do that for people again. Okay. So you need me on here. Because last time I got that.
Okay, I'm confused on that. You're saying that the August 12th City Council meeting is canceled?
The normal evening one is canceled, but I believe there are going to be...
The
9:30. The 9:30 is scheduled at 9:30. Just to pay the bills and do no other action. I won't.
Okay, is there any council unfinished business?
It's not really unfinished. I think it's probably
more new. Okay. Well, let me mention written public comments. Public comments to the council included on the city's website. Comment received prior to 3 p.m. on the day of the council meeting will be entered into the agenda packet for that meeting. Written public comment received after 3 p.m. will be included in the following regular council meeting agenda packet. Written public comment can be sent to City Council at cityofblaine.com. Now on to council new business and dialogue.
I think I'm giving a lot of thought to the growth. The state says that we're going to need, 1.1 million new homes by, I don't know what date, but a lot of homes. And they expect everybody to take up their share, whether people want to move here or not. So we're building, it seems like, 1,000 homes every time I blink. And I'm wondering, how do we know that we have the resources to service them, particularly water? I keep hearing that we have plenty of water, but I don't really have any firm data that says we can accommodate a population of 7,400 or 8,000. We're just kind of guessing what's under the ground. So what are we doing to address that, to determine how much water we actually have and what population we can support?
Would you like staff to prepare a brief capacity report that kind of summarizes that? They might not have every detail prepared at this moment.
Do you feel prepared to say something, Mr. Harney?
Deputy Mayor. You certainly do have the data. It's in all of our utility comp plans. In all of our utility comp plans, that has been well analyzed. I would encourage you to go out and read them. They will give you detailed information about how much water we have available to us, how much sewer treatment capacity we have available to us.
And where would I find them?
We've got them online. Mr. Gandhi can send them to you. It will give you all of the data that you're seeking. It is also what we are in the process of renewing. So all of our comp plans are under revision right now. So what will come for you before you for acceptance and review is our electric comp plan, our sewer comp plan, our water comp plan, and then I believe also our stormwater comp plan. So we look at all those things and we project into the future what we think our growth rate is and what our current capacities are and what we need to be doing and what we need our developers to be doing to meet the demand to meet our housing growth. So all of that is very well studied and documented.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, any other new business and or dialogue? Okay, if not, the council will now meet in executive session to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110. No action to be taken. The council will be in executive session until?
Approximately 15 minutes, Deputy Mayor.
Approximately 15 minutes, so let's call it 7 p.m. And again, the council will not take further action following the executive session.
The council is extending the executive session for a period of 10 minutes until 7:10 p.m.
Order, the council cannot take any action during the executive session. And we'll be calling the meeting today at 7:11 p.m.